Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
30 minutes in the books here at McMahon Stadium for the Western Final. It was the Winnipeg Blue Bombers opening the scoring, a CFL playoff record 57-yard field goal with the wind at his back for Justin Medlock. That coming at the 4:14 mark. Then at 13:30, a chip shot really for 36 yards for Justin Medlock through 15 minutes of play. The Calgary Stampeders were behind in this football game 6-0. But then a very impressive drive in the second quarter. The Calgary Stampeders going 92 yards, 15 plays, 8 minutes, and it was capped off with this touchdown pass to the one and only Eric Rogers.
Standing, waiting, throws her, Rogers makes the catch at the 5, to the end zone! Touchdown, Stampeders, Eric Rogers!
After the convert, the Calgary Stampeders had their first lead of the game, 7-6, and then Bo and Eric were back at it again, this time at the 13-14 mark.
Bo Levi Mitchell directing the attack. Pre-snap motion across the formation. Back is Mitchell, standing, waiting, throwing in the end zone, sliding grab, makes the catch. Touchdown, Stampeders, Eric Rogers.
And again, after the convert, the Calgary Stampeders had a 14-6 lead. It looked like that lead was even going to be bigger. Tunde Adeleke takes one all the way to the house on the punt return. However, Siante Evans is called for the illegal block. That one is called back. So here we are through 30 minutes of play at the West Final. Calgary Stampeders 14, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers 6. The winner of this game, of course, off to Edmonton next week. The 106th Grey Cup Championship game in Edmonton. It will be against the Ottawa Red Blacks. Taking a quick look at the stats story here for Lexus of Calgary, Bo Levi Mitchell. He completes 12 of 18, 67% of his passes, 156 yards, 2 touchdown passes. Don Jackson, 7 carries for 27 yards. He is the top receiver. Andrew Harris, he had 6 carries for 48 yards in this game. From the receiving perspective, Eric Rogers, 4 catches, 41 yards. Twice he gets into the end zone. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers get a couple of catches from Darvin Adams, from Weston Dressler, and from Andrew Harris as well. But again, the most important thing on the scoreboard is the score. Your Calgary Stampeders have a 14-6 lead. We're going to take a quick timeout here on our halftime show. When we come back, we're going to be joined by a very, very special guest. He is the president and CEO of Calgary Sport and Entertainment, of course, overseeing the Calgary Flames, the Calgary Stampeders, the Calgary Hitmen, and the Calgary Roughnecks. Also a big part of Grey Cup 107 here in Calgary. He is a CFL governor. Of course, I'm talking about Ken King. Ken King will join us when we come back on 770 CHQR. Couple of key stats in that first half in this football game for Lexus of Calgary. The Calgary Stampeders win the possession battle 16 minutes and 10 seconds to 13:50 for Winnipeg. And offensively, the Calgary Stampeders have 190 total yards. Winnipeg only 93. And that's one of the reasons why you see the Calgary Stampeders with a 14-6 lead at the half. Welcome back to the halftime show. Welcome back to Calgary Stampeder football here for the West Final. The winner of this game, of course, off to Edmonton next week for the 106th Grey Cup Championship game. And it's a real pleasure to be joined now by the president and CEO of the Calgary Sport and Entertainment Group. Of course, he is the chair of the Calgary Stampeders, CFL governor as well, Mr. Ken King, joining us. And this could be a good weekend. That was a great hockey game last night. Yeah. Let's cap it off with a great football game today.
Not exactly right. I was just saying, we give all them points. Our junior team won too. So
that's exactly right.
But this is a great day for us today. You know, a Western Final is always so much fun, and we've been in it thanks to Huff and Dave and the gang here. So I can't say enough about this team and how perennially well they've performed and have made our city so proud.
Well,
so,
you know what, Ken, I think that's a great point. And sometimes we take it for granted as fans, because what this team has done under the John Huffnagel era, I know everybody talks about the Wally Buono era, but, you know, the transition plan was in place. Dave Dickinson has done a great job. Yeah, it's disappointing we haven't won all the championships, but the fact is this team is competitive year after year after year.
Every year, and that's really hard to do in sports particularly now, and in the CFL as well. So I can't, working with Huff and all the guys, I've never seen happier guys in my life. So culturally, they've got a great culture. You know what Huff can do. He's like an ambulance chaser. They'll take somebody off the field and injury, he'll come up with another great replacement. He does it. He's done it every year, and they're just wonderful people to work with.
You know, we need a little bit of a boost here in Alberta. We're getting that with the Grey Cup this year. We're getting that, obviously, with the Grey Cup here in Calgary next year. When you host a Grey Cup, what does it mean to the organization?
It's everything, particularly if you can get to compete in it, obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
So, unfortunately for Edmonton, that won't be the case, but they're doing a really good job up there. And I'm sure you know this, but the format for the Grey Cup has changed in terms of, it used to be a rotation, and then they fell out of rotation, technically, actually, 2009. This year would have been our year to host the Grey Cup on a normal rotation basis. For a few years, you know, if there was a new team came in or something was happening, somebody needed some help, they would hand a Grey Cup to somebody. Now we compete for it. You have to bid for it. That's why there's two in Alberta this year and next year. I think it's a better format. It helps share the wealth a little bit with all of the teams. You know, you got teams like Montreal and some of those teams that need some help. So they'll get a piece of that pie, but a lot of it will stay here in each of the host cities. Mike Franco and John, I mean, this John is an invested guy. Everybody thinks of John as a football guy, but he's also the president, right? And he does a great job with that. So he and Mike Franco and the Grey Cup committee that's being set up are got some very exciting things, but I don't like to give Edmonton a lot of credit for much, but they've really set up this Grey Cup really well. They've got a great entertainment package. They've got a great week leading up to it. They have a great stadium to play in, and I think they're going to set a high bar, and I think next year when our guys get to it, Calgary's always been a Grey Cup city, right? As long as we can all remember, and it'll be a great 2 years worth of Grey Cups.
Okay, so you opened up Pandora's box. You mentioned the stadium.
Oops.
I must admit, I was clearly on the yes side. I was disappointed with the plebiscite. It would have, you know, again, it wouldn't have been the end-all, be-all for Calgary, but it would have, you know, taken care of some of the facility problems. But first of all, just how did you feel about the plebiscite vote?
Well, you know what? The people spoke. Mm-hmm. I think the whole Olympic file was a very difficult file. It was very difficult to manage. I think communications got discombobulated a little bit. And a lot of people, I rode back on a plane the other day with somebody, a businessman. He said, well, I voted no. I said, well, why did you vote no? He said, I'm a businessman. If I don't understand a deal, then I'm not going to say yes to it. So kind of simple from that perspective. But this city, I think, would have benefited from it. The stadium would have benefited. Now, mixed bag, you're gonna put lipstick on this old stadium. This stadium needs to be replaced at some point. Saskatchewan and Ottawa and Hamilton and Winnipeg, and look at what they've done in those cities. They've made a huge commitment to the CFL, and I think at some point Calgary has to make a decision of making a commitment to the CFL, Canadian Football League as well. We need new infrastructure here. I think the Olympics would have afforded us a part of a look at that. But we've never given up on that whole idea that field house could be combined into a stadium, and we could have something amazing in this country, an indoor football stadium. You know, as romantic as it is to think about playing football outside.
Well, you know, Ken, I have to be honest with you. You know, I always said I like the vision of Calgary Next. I wasn't in love with the location, and you know that because I said that.
Yep.
And again, it is an environmental disaster. We've got to clean that area up sooner or later. So I appreciate the vision, but you're right. You know, Calgary Next would have solved a lot of the problems when it was all said and done.
It would have solved a lot of Olympic problems, too, but that ship has sailed.
It has sailed, exactly.
So I think we just need to kind of keep our shoulders to the wheel, and I think we need to be mindful that if we're going to be players in the Canadian Football League, and we're going to be players, we're going to be there for a long, long time, but it would be so important and so valuable if we could replace the stadium.
Yeah. Let's hope.
Okay.
Hey, again, big win last night for the Flames. Hopefully it's a big win this afternoon for the Calgary Stampeders. Ken, thanks for dropping
by. Hopefully we'll see you in Edmonton.
Yeah, you betcha.
Okay, thanks so much.
Ken King, he is the chair and the governor for the Calgary Stampeders. Of course, the president and CEO of Calgary Sport and Entertainment. The Calgary Stampeders do have the lead. It is 14-6 here at McMahon Stadium. The winner of this game off to Edmonton for the 106th Grey Cup Championship. Will it be the Stampeders? Will it be the Winnipeg Blue Bombers? You got to stick around to find out. We still have 30 minutes of play-by-play action to come. When we come back, we're going to get a quick information update from the Global Newsroom and then back to Mark and Dave with exclusive radio play-by-play action of the Stamps and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
We're at the half between the Calgary Stampeders and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers here in this West Final. A chance to catch up quickly with Tom Shepard, the president of the Friends of the Riders Touchdown Lottery, into our 32nd season. And Tom, that draw goes down November the 22nd, so we don't have much time to buy tickets.
No, in fact, we only have two more days after now because we have to cut off on the 20th, which is Tuesday, so we can draw all those prizes live on the air and CKRM on Thursday the 22nd. Who knows? A lot of the people buying right now will be winning some of those 1,313 prizes worth over $2 million.
Yeah, and cash is king in this lottery. Tom, I know you switched it up. $250,000, $150,000, and then a $50,000 grand prize. So three big grand prizes. And, of course, Tom, that 50-50 is always popular, too, once you buy the lottery ticket.
Yes, once you buy your lottery ticket, you can buy as many 50-50 tickets. And like you say, cash is king. We're going to give away on Thursday about approximately $350,000 in the 50-50 on top of all the other cash prizes.
And of course,
that's not all.
Yeah.
We're going to also be giving away 13 cars, GM and Ford vehicles. We got sporting trips all around the world, and something for everyone. Like I said, 1,313 major prizes worth in excess of $2 million will all be given away this coming week. So we urge you to buy your tickets before the Tuesday deadline.
And they get their tickets by calling 1-800-668-1999, friendsoftheriders.com. Hey, Tom, thanks for this.
Thank you, Michael.
That phone number once again is 1-800-668-1999 or friendsoftheriders.com.